Eric Brockman lives on a sleepy, snow-covered street in the small town of West Point in northeast Nebraska, his hometown. As he sits on the living room sofa, his 2-year-old daughter, Olivia, stands behind him with a comb, working on his hairdo.
You have this hair right back here.
It's Monday, and Brockman would love to be out feeding the pigs or fixing a tractor. But today, he has the day off from his job managing an ethanol plant. It's an hour and a half away in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Brockman says running the ethanol plant is a good job, but it's not exactly the career he wanted.
Don't get me wrong, I love what I'm doing right now, but what I've always wanted to do is farm, be in the dirt all the time.
Brockman grew up on the farm. His parents feed hogs and farm 2,000 acres of corn and soybeans outside of West Point. He still helps out around planting and harvest, but he won't be taking over the family business. His dad is just in his 40s, and his brother wants to farm too.
There isn't a whole lot of farm ground to spread out amongst, you know, three people. It makes it pretty difficult, and to find your own ground is pretty hard.
That trouble connecting new farmers with the land they need is happening across the country, and it shows when you look at farm demographics. The average farmer was 50 years old in 1978. Preliminary results from the 2012 Ag Census show it's closer to 58 now. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says that's up from the previous census.
It's increased by over a year. And that continues a trend that has occurred over the course of the last 20 to 30 years.
But Vilsack says there are signs of progress.
If you look at young farmers in two categories, those under 25 and those under 35, we've seen actually slight increases. But we need to accelerate that level of increase.
Farmers under 35 years old only grew by about 1% nationally. Dave Baker helps families pass down their farms at Iowa State University's Beginning Farmer Center. He says the concern isn't that the country will run out of farmers. It's that small towns are losing people. They need young families to regenerate businesses and institutions built by previous generations.
So I look at small rural communities and churches and schools and say, if you're not creating opportunities for young people to join you in your area, you're a terminal community.
To stay viable, Baker says rural towns need more people like Eric Brockman. Brockman lived in Omaha with his wife and 5 kids before moving to West Point 6 months ago. He wants to get on the local school board, and he says he's committed to finding a farm, as long as it may take.
Keep your name out there, keep calling, keep asking around, and if you want to eventually get some ground, you have to be persistent, because there's more people out there that are looking for the same thing.
If rural communities want to stay strong, they'll need more beginners to find their way onto the farm. Brockman and other prospective farmers are ready to get their hands dirty. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.